shot for Sunday, or do you feel pretty positive?
I got another, you know, went in for some pictures and stuff today and haven't got the results back, so that'll tell a little bit more about that whole process.
Do you still have some pain discomfort from, kind of lingering pain and discomfort from the injury?
No. It's like I said, it's getting a lot better, and I, for the most part, everyday stuff doesn't bother me anymore.
Everyday stuff that does not include throwing the football and
Last week was able to do stuff at practice, and I felt good.
What's the biggest thing you're concerned about as you come back from this?
That's for me. You know, when I come back, I'm not going to play with a concern about anything. I think anytime you go in with hesitation and you play this game that way, it's when you hurt yourself. So. You know, you're going to go out and when I do get the opportunity to play again, play without hesitation and play without concern.
How would you critique the old man's performance last couple
of games? I thought he played awesome. You know, he, especially this last week, just put our team in great situations all day and then came through with a big play at the end to win the game for us. So, you know, it's not surprising at all. It's what he's been doing his whole career, and, you know, just happy to be on the same team as him now.
Fans will do what fans will do, and that's one thing they talk about is quarterback controversies. Who should start? I mean, does it bother you when you hear talk about that?
No. You know, he played well, and you know, should talk about that. He's done a good job for us, and he will continue to.
Something to be said for, you know, not disrupting what's working. Is the other guy on the end of that? I mean, you said Matt plays well, but is that just being a football player and an athlete being superstitious? Can you just kind of take us through the mindset of that and not messing with what works?
Well, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Sure, just being on the end, on one end of it, trying to get back into it, but realizing the team is having success without you. Can you kind
of... you know, I'm happy that we're winning games. And, you know, I don't think that you can look at it any other way. It's my job to get myself healthy and get back on the field as soon as I can. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Extremely.
How has it been to watch the last couple of weeks, you know, wanting to be out there?
You know, it's always hard to know you're not going to have an opportunity to get in the game. And so, you know, standing on the sideline watching is always hard. But like I said, you know, you want to try and help your team in any way that you can, even though you're not able to be out there with them. And you know, that's hopefully what I can do for Matt and for some of the other guys on Sundays.
When you had your MRI last Monday, what did it show? What are the doctors, coaches telling you about what they need to see?
You know, they're the professionals looking at it. I really don't know what I'm looking at when they show me those pictures. There's too many things going on in them. But, you know, basically just a little more healing in that area. And, you know, once that happens, then the discussion about being able to come back becomes a little more serious.
How much last week, just kind of getting out there, throwing a little bit, moving around, was that kind of a first step, and you think that helped you a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's something that I'll continue to be able to do. And you know, you don't want to go through 4 weeks without getting out there, throwing against a lot of defense, doing those sorts of things. So it's a good opportunity to be able to get the chance to do that.
You think you can play this week?
You know, I feel good. And like I said, I took a picture today and don't know what it showed, so we'll see.
How cautious do you need to be, given the fact that it's happened a couple of times and, you know, another big shot? I mean, it could be kind of a season thing. I mean, do you think about that?
No, like I told you, I wouldn't go back and play if I did. It's something for me that once I feel comfortable with it, I'm going to go back and play the way I always have and not worry about that.
Is it tough for young quarterbacks in the league to have, like, a quick internal clock and getting rid of the ball to – avoid the Glover Quinn type of hits that happened a couple weeks ago?
No. I mean, it's not for me, I guess, personally. It's part of the game. It happens. You're going to get hit. And, you know, it just happened at a bad time for me, I guess.
Coach Munchak has kind of said to us repeatedly that when you are healthy enough to come back, it's going to be your job since you went in camp. I mean, has he told that to you in as many words?
You know, he's said that from the beginning. So, you know, he was told us when we were going through it in camp that whoever gets the job, no matter what happens during the season, that guy's going to be the guy. And that'll be the way that it goes going forward. And, you know, I think as quarterbacks, we appreciate that. You know, it's gives you the ability to go out and play without having to look over your shoulder. And I thought he did that for Matt last year. I thought he was really, you know, Matt was banged up a few times, and when Matt felt good enough to play, he was able to, and he was able to start every game for us. And so, I had a lot of respect for how he dealt with that.
Does it make some sense that even if you are close to even give you another week, as long as the team is still playing well, to give you as much time to heal as possible?
You know, when they tell me that I'm able to play, I'm going to do everything I can to get on the field. So, whether it makes sense or not, I'm going to try and play when I can.
So I like how the offense looked in the no huddle yesterday.
Yeah, it worked well for us. We were able to be effective in it and, move the ball and kind of keep the defense off balance a little bit.
Matt was very sharp on third downs yesterday. How much did that build his confidence to make that fourth down play?
Yeah, third down was really, really successful for us yesterday. And, I thought what we did really well as an offense was get ahead of the chains on first and second down and allow ourselves to be in really manageable third down situations. And, you still got to go out and execute, which we were able to do on third down. I thought Matt did a great job of finding completions that allowed us to get first down, stay on the field, move the chains. And, hopefully we continue to do that.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you.